Proclamation number 7512 of 1st of February, 1960. Conscious or medial receptions. Knowledge is imparted to you through the Spirit. You are taught from within and can then pass this knowledge on. But you can always proclaim the origin within yourselves. You can deny with certainty that you have received it from outside and thus represent spiritual knowledge as having been received from me myself. And this is then also the guarantee that this spiritual knowledge is truth. For if the Spirit within you teaches you, you must receive truth. Because the Spirit within you is my share. Because it can only proclaim to you what corresponds to truth. Since it is the Spirit of my Spirit and I'm the eternal truth myself. Hence you can represent your knowledge as truth with certainty. For you did not receive the spiritual knowledge from outside. You did not gain it through study. But you possess extensive knowledge which came from yourselves, which was in truth conveyed to you, from above, because the Spirit in you is in contact with above, with me, and will never ever relinquish this bond. And yet, the examination is still necessary as to whether the knowledge you possess was imparted to you in a mediumistic state or whether you received it in a fully conscious state. You must always seriously check if you want to represent your spiritual possessions as truth, for there is also the possibility that in a state of unconsciousness you hand yourselves over to spiritual forces which likewise try to transfer spiritual knowledge to you if you surrender, divest yourselves of your will and these forces can now use your will. Then there is an obvious danger that ignorant forces will also divest themselves because they are not counted by the clear will and the desire for truth which protects the human being from error. And you should conscientiously check this. For the Spirit in you expresses itself in a fully awake state. It speaks to your soul and informs it of what I myself want to convey to the human being on earth. Because the Spirit in you is part of the Eternal Father Spirit. But mediumistic receptions are and remain a danger for the human being, for he is not protected against hostile influence because the soul does not consciously defend itself when hostile forces approach it. And they will always do so under the guise of truth in order to be listened to. But you humans can hardly distinguish error from truth because it is well disguised, yet as soon as only the slightest deviation is recognizable from the spiritual knowledge which comes to you humans through the working of my Spirit, you must be careful not to fall into error, for then the working of the opposing forces can already be detected precisely by the contradiction with my pure spiritual knowledge. But you are warned again and again not to put yourselves or let yourselves be put into a mediumistic state, for it is a danger for you to which you expose yourselves. For you yourselves will find it difficult to separate truth from error, because the camouflage is a very skillful one and the impure spiritual forces likewise make use of my sayings which they know and use for their purposes. The working of the Spirit guarantees pure truth, but mediumistic receptions are not working of the Spirit in a good sense, even though spiritual beings also try to gain acceptance and also succeed if the human being uses his will, if he allows himself to be used by them as a tool in an unconscious state. And you have to carry out this examination when spiritual knowledge is offered to you which does not entirely correspond to the word conveyed to you by me. The recipients need not be of a will turned away from me, but they are not so united with me that they completely hand themselves over to me, so that I can protect them against those spiritual forces. They often have a great urge to assert themselves and want to stand out, a and this demonstrates a degree of arrogance which the adversary knows how to exploit very well. And because they themselves are convinced of their task to serve as a tool, they do not seriously examine themselves either, and thus indulge in the spreading of erroneous spiritual knowledge. If they do not seriously seek their soul's salvation, and then also inwardly feel a resistance to continue to be medially active. The working of the spirit has to take place in full consciousness. And then the teaching material is imparted to the human being from within, in which my spirit can work, for he is in direct contact with me and hears my word. He hears me myself, because his spiritual spark has established the bond with the Father Spirit of Eternity, with me, who now makes myself known to him, as it is a blessing for him and humanity. And he will always receive and convey the pure truth. He will never need to fear falling prey to error as long as he desires the truth himself. Amen.